in Milwaukee. Play in the Badger zone. Lucius will get it over to DeSanfal, who gets it out to center ice and then backhands it into the offensive zone. Badgers go to work on the forecheck. Golden Knights trying to get it out. Noah Beck spins away from pressure, and Beck gets it on his backhand along the far boards. Beck, who's a draft choice of the St. Louis Blues, who jokingly said it a couple of years ago when the Blues drafted him in the seventh round, he had no clue that he had a chance to even get drafted, didn't pay attention to the draft, had to get called out of the class he was in to be told that the Blues even drafted him, which was quite a good surprise to get. Here comes Alex Campbell from a sharp angle, throws it through the slot. Badgers get control of it. Erdahl with a head of steam through center ice. He'll play it deep, and Donovan racing after it. Goes all the way to the wall behind the net. Had it in his skates momentarily, but it's taken away. Bounces off Campbell's stick, but the Golden Knights able to get it to center ice. Chris Clack, who scored the goal, dumps it in and then absorbs a big hit for his trouble that brings up the cheer, but Clack still picking up the feet and putting him down here on the forecheck. Badgers get it out to center ice. It's tipped in by Erdahl. Have to be played by Hyder behind his own net. He throws it around the near board, staying, trying to keep it in, sending Anthony Callen back deeper into his own zone. Golden Knights get it out to center. Donovan picks it off. It gets through the stick of Stang. Kerr will play it off the boards in front of the team's bench to Stang. Stang goes back to the far side, trying to get it to his teammate Bantle in front of the Golden Knights bench, but that didn't connect.
Oh, that was offside.
Callen dumps it in. The officials apparently don't agree with you. Didn't call the offside on the dump in. Gorniak has it now right in front of the Badger bench. He'll play it into the Golden Knights zone. 4:20 to go in the opening period. 1-0 Clarkson on top, thanks to the goal from Chris Clack. Gorniak delivers a hit on the forecheck. Bantle joining him as well. Tries to get to it. Gorniak, another one in the high slot, has the pass hit off his skate, but Noah Beck follows up to wrap it off the boards. Kuhlman picks it off. He'll get it in over the line off the stick of Gorniak. Bantle checked up along the near corner boards. Loses control of it. It goes back behind the net. Lewandowski will play it to the far side. It comes up the middle and off the skate of Martino, and they get it out to center finally. Matthew Gosselin in over the line. He with the hat trick last night, now with 8 goals on the season. Tied for the team lead. Robbie Newton at center ice for the Badgers has it knocked off his stick right as he got to the blue line. Malmquist follows up. He gets it in over the line. Malmquist along the far boards on his forehand side. The left-hander will take it down deep. Newton on the forecheck as well. Both are pinned up against the back wall. Finally, Malmquist knocked down to the ice, allows the Golden Knights to get it out. Barkholz at center ice will play it into the Badger end for the Golden Knights. They lead it 1-0 with now 3:20 to go in the second or first period and counting. Bad pass by Dexheimer is picked off and kept into the zone by the Golden Knights. Along the near boards, it's plopped at, picked at, put down low. Badgers Dexheimer will get to it, try to avoid one check, finds its way to Lotch, who has to help it along to the near side, but pinching in and keeping it in is Jordan Power. It'll go around the boards, all the way out of the Badger zone, through center ice, and back into the Clarkson end of the ice, where it's touched up, and a stoppage here, and an icing call, I believe, on the Badgers.
Yes, it is, and I would venture to say that Dustin McFall didn't put much of an effort in to try and catch that puck before it went off the far blue line, but or far the goal line, excuse me. Anyway, the Badgers will end up coming back for a defensive zone faceoff. The positive part of that last shift is that Michael Mersch is back on the ice.
Dominic Mersch, number 25, Michael's younger brother and the captain for this Badger team. He takes the draw and wins it, pulling it back to Daniel Lotch. Lotch lobs it high into the air out to center ice. DeSanfal had it in his skates, loses control of it, but Lotch follows up to get it into the offensive zone. Plays it off the boards to himself, then he's thrown up against the wall as well. Alex Campbell try to play it back behind his own net. The Golden Knights trying to clear it along the near side, but Anthony Kerr pitches in. DeSanfal awaits the puck's arrival, has it on his stick. The right-hander takes it along the far boards, then has it knocked off his stick out to center ice. Kerr with it. He steers it towards DeSanfal, but as he touches the puck, the whistle blows, and we're going to have a penalty call here.
I would imagine we're going to have an interference or a possibly hooking, because once the puck was turned over, Matty DeSanfal ended up going right into the guy who made the pass, and he was about to get the receiving of a pass back. Interference was the official call with 2:20 left here in the first. Not a great time to take a penalty, to be honest.
And DeSanfal, you can see after he turned over the puck, lowered his shoulder and leaned into Noah Beck, just trying to slow him up enough so that he couldn't be sprung loose on a break the other way, and he gets the penalty. And so Clarkson already up one, now back on the power play. Beck tried to play it back towards the line, then comes along the near boards, and then he's dumped down to the ice by LeMaster. Kerr kicks it from his skate along the near boards towards Lindmark. Now it finally reaches Lindmark a second time, and he'll wrist it all the way down the ice, and the Badgers will get a break here early on in this power play for Clarkson. Hyder will stop it behind his own net. Leaves it for Goslin, who with a head of steam brings it to the blue line, sends it back towards Martino. Martino goes cross ice as the Golden Knights get it in over the line. They play it off the near boards, but Kerr is the first one there. He lifts it past one Golden Knight. It's helped along by LeMaster, too far for staying, but the pass at the blue line, luckily for the Badgers from Goslin, goes outside the zone, and the Badgers can get a little break. Chopped at by LeMaster back into the Golden Knights zone. The Badgers get a switch here as they make a change, getting fresh penalty killers out onto the ice. Back come the Golden Knights in over the line. Bringing in an attack is Trey Taylor. Gets it down low.
That's another one of those weird bounces right out of that corner.
Saw a couple of them so far in this first period and saw some in warm-ups as well. There's, as we joked last night, there's a door down in that corner in this end of the ice where the Badgers are defending. It has a habit of opening from time to time, and you get some strange bounces with some seams. On the power play, a one-timer and a rocket from Callen is stopped by Moe. Callen on the backhander, that hits the side of the cage. Below the goal line on the near side, Callen falls down to the ice, allows the Badgers to get control of it, and Vorlicki will send it all the way down the ice with just 20 seconds remaining in the interference call to DeSaint Paul.
One good turnover here by the Badgers, and we'll come back to 5-on-5 and at least start the second period 5-on-5.
30 seconds remaining in that opening period of play so far as the Golden Knights get it in on the zone. Kalen Taylor plays it down low. Badgers get to it, however, Kerr wrists it to the blue line. Stang scoops it up. He doesn't have numbers, 1-on-4, so he peels back towards his own zone. Finds help with LeMaster. LeMaster had a man, didn't see him. That was Caulfield right up the middle. LeMaster throws it right on net. A long rebound comes out to the point, and Kerr throws it well wide of the net. Held by Lucius at the line. He'll dump it in deep below the goal line. Caulfield is there. He pokes it on the backhand side below the net as the horn sounds, ending the opening period of play. End-to-end action. Badgers and Clarkson, shots on goal, 11 for the Badgers, 7 for Clarkson, but Clarkson has the one that matters most, a goal from Chris Clack, and they lead it 1-0. Our Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report coming your way next here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Hey Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Only goal of the opening period goes to the Clarkson Golden Knights off the stick of Chris Clack. They lead the Badgers 1-0 after one period of play in this championship game and the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Our Ho-Chunk First Amendment Report comes your way next. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 14. A dusting of snow Saturday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 38.
McIntyre Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, where the Badgers trail the Clarkson Golden Knights by a score of 1-0 after 20 minutes of action in this second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship game. And Ian, your assessment of the way the Badgers played in that first period, obviously they find themselves in a 1-0 deficit. Tony Granato said before tonight's game that he thought his team would play better. They wouldn't be that rust after the long holiday layoff and, you know, practices where you're not sure who's there, when there, and how often you're practicing. What did you think of the way they played in those opening 20 minutes?
I think there was good jump, and I think the one thing that kind of set the tone is the crowd really got into it on a couple hits by Kerr and Gorniak, and for whatever reason, that's just artificial adrenaline that gets pumped into the rest of the team after a good hit like that. I have always said that a good play or a good hit is just as important as a good goal, if you want to call it that way, as far as for the mental time that you're going to spend with the team. But you get into a situation where I thought they skated pound for pound, you know, stride for stride. I thought they were just as good as Clarkson was at that point in time. The only disappointment for me would be how their goal was scored. It was a sheer giveaway. I know what he was trying to do. He was just trying to flip it up in the air, and he got no wood on it, and bang, it just goes into the net. Clack puts it into the net on a broken play. And the other disappointment is Sam Stang.
I mean,
he's wide open, goaltender's on his belly, and he shot it right into his glove. That could have been the difference maker in the first period.
Certainly the disappointment is not for a lack of trying effort quality plays, because Stang not only had that one, he created a couple of opportunities on strong moves in going to the net, and he's one of those players that we've seen here so far this weekend through four periods of action that has come to play and is playing well, and somebody the Badgers can use his offensive production, having scored in two consecutive games.
I don't know why Herman Erdahl seemed to think that this is a better place to play for them. Those two Eau Claire natives, I don't know, maybe this is more more familiar. It's like Hobbs Ice Arena in Eau Claire. I have no idea.
Confidence can be one of those. Zach Erdahl saying recently that he was feeling more confident, now not wanted the puck on his stick. He was looking to get the puck on his stick. Badgers could use some of that here now if they need to get back into this one, trailing it 1-0. They're going to come away with a second straight championship. Zach Erdahl or somebody else now get that puck on their stick and fire it home. Badgers trailing Clarkson 1-0. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report continues here from Five Serve Forum when we return. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Say big when you upgrade with new appliances from Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. New appliances from Menards are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save big money at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report here from Pfizer Forum, where the Badgers trail Clarkson by the score of 1-0 in this championship game. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Looking at the stats from that opening period of play, shots on goal, Badgers with 11, Clarkson with 7. Clarkson getting the only goal, that coming from Chris Clack at the 8:35 mark, an even strength tally that made it 1-0, his first of the season. Power plays, each team getting one in that opening period. The Badgers failing to get a shot on goal. Clarkson just with one. So saves in that period. Jared Moe, 6 for the Badgers. Ethan Hyder had 11 for Clarkson. Pretty clean, Ethan. Only one penalty for each team. Up and down action and had some good flow and lots of chances for both teams.
Yeah, and the penalties were what I call non-working penalties. Interference calls, hooking calls. The good hits were not penalized. Gorniak's good hit. There was a play down in the corner where I can't remember who it was from Clarkson. Laid the defenseman from Wisconsin down, but they were good, solid, clean hits. So it's physical, but it's also top speed.
Badgers need to pick up that speed and see if they can get an equalizer here. They trail the Golden Knights 1-0. Period number 2 coming your way next year from Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee at the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I found
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Getting ready for period number two here at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship game between the Badgers and the Clarkson Golden Knights. Badgers trailing by the score of 1-0 after that opening 20 minutes of action. They had the consolation game here earlier this evening, that pitting Lake Superior State and the University of Massachusetts, and that game won by the UMass Minutemen by the count of 4-1. So this is the final game of the 2022 edition of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. The crowd on hand here tonight at Five Serve Forum as the teams are returning to the ice, getting us ready for period number two. And it's not normally a hockey venue, as you mentioned. These are the only games that will be played here.
Correct.
Home to the Milwaukee Bucks and Marquette Golden Eagles basketball and a number of other events and concerts. But it's a fun place for a hockey game, and the sound and the sight lines are all seem to be very good in here.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, it's I think Tony mentioned it last night in his pregame interview, or yesterday in his pregame interview, is that this may not be an NHL rink, but it sure feels like an NHL rink, like a National Hockey League rink. And I will honestly say, having been to a game in Phoenix, it feels a lot more like an NHL rink than it does in Phoenix.
For a number of reasons, not the least of which the team that's on the ice usually there, or the lack of fans and support.
Or the venue.
All of those above. And now they're playing at the home of the Arizona State Sun Devils temporarily. Period number two underway. Badgers control. Vorlicki gives it to Kuhlmans. Tries to wrist it out of zone. Can't do so, but Kuhlmans follows up and skates it out to center ice. Gets to the middle. He'll flip a backhand pass to Cruz Lucius, who chops it down low below the goal line as the Badgers go to work. A turnover gives it back to Lucius. Finds Caulfield for a one-timer in the high slot, and that's turned aside by Hyder. Good opportunity there for Mr. Fiser for him, Brock Caulfield. Badgers maintain control. Lucius centering pass finds its way to D. St. Fowl. He steers it just wide of the net. It'll come back to the point. Badgers with early pressure here in period number two. Kuhlman's long wrist shot that bounces off bodies, never reaches the net. Has a clogged middle. Lots of green sweaters there in that slot area, not allowing the puck to get to the net. Badgers from center ice will dump it right back in here in the opening minute of the second period. Badgers trailing it 1-0. Kuhlman's will backhand it in. Badgers need a touch up to get onside. In his own zone, Trey Taylor stopping behind the net, waiting as both teams were in the middle of a change. Everybody a chance to collect their breath, pause, and regroup. And here comes Taylor out of his own zone. At center ice, he doesn't gain the center ice line, dumps it in. However, they wave off any icing call. Guess that was the in-the-neighborhood play. Badgers will send it back the other direction to the Golden Knights. Dustin McFall behind his own net turns it over. A chance for the Badgers. A sharp angle shot attempt never reaches the net. That off the stick of Bantel. Pops up into the air. Everybody looking for it. Gorniak reaches for it. Good aggressive work to create a turnover. Jack walks it to the middle on his forehand. Loses it momentarily. Gets it back. Sharp angle shot. Goes well wide of the net. Dexheimer holds it. He throws it to the net. It's denied. Lindmark centering pass. Hits a skate. Doesn't get there. Bantle kicks it to his stick. Along the near boards, he controlled. Bantle spins around but couldn't get the pass off. Dexheimer breaks it up at center ice. And the Golden Knights will have to regroup as they bring it back into the Badger end. Gosselin now in over the line. Wrists it hard off the boards to get it deep. Dexheimer gets away from a check but loses control of the puck. Has to go back to get it. And the freshman defenseman does just that. Gets to Malmquist quickly to Gorniak as the Badgers regrouping in their own zone. Just over 2 minutes gone by here in the second period. 1-0. Clarkson on top. Gorniak with a head of steam. Takes it down deep on the forehand. Gets it behind the net. Then drops it and leaves it there. Malmquist couldn't get to it, reaching for it. That allows Callen to get it for the Golden Knights and get it out to center ice. Newton picks it off on a turnover. Back come the Badgers quickly. Malmquist with a wrist shot right on and a blocker save by Hyder. Puck bouncing around on the near side. Badgers trying to keep it in. Held at the line by Jugnauth. Hops up into the air. Goes past Malmquist. Badgers can't get control of it as it rolls off Newton's stick. And finally scooped up by Noah Beck, who takes it back behind his own net. He'll stop as the Badgers trying to finish up a change. Long home run pass right up the middle. Goes off one skate. Bouncing around. Doesn't connect with Ryan Richardson. And Michael Mersch will dump it in for the Badgers. Erdahl was going after it hard as it hit a skate, and he almost got his stick to it in time. Vorlicki back at his own zone. Long wrist pass right up the middle. Doesn't reach Stang, but the Badgers will get it in. They play it around back to Stang. A backhand chip comes to the front of the net. Hyder will scoop it up and get the paw on top of it. Take a faceoff with Donovan right on his doorstep.
Yeah, Donovan made a good play. Shea's done very, very well in the offensive zone. Just because he hustles so much, he's a big frame. He gets to the puck first. I think defensemen are very much aware when he's on the ice.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Badgers Kulemans has to retreat into his own zone. Play it ahead to Stang, who's trying to get a control of it along the far boards. Can't do so. The Golden Knights swing it around. Vorlicki backhands it once, but can't get it deep. And the pressure is relieved as the Golden Knights get it out to center ice. Rickwood brings it into the offensive zone. He'll play it below the goal line. Kulemans is there. Helps it along the backhand with the near side to Stang, who goes cross ice. And the Badgers back in on the attack, in over the zone. Donovan is there. Tries a centering pass. Doesn't work. The second time he throws it to the near boards.
And who's down there to get it? Kulemans.
Of course. That's why I'm so confused. There's so many defensemen involved in the rush when you see Donovan and Kulemans and everybody like, wait a minute, who's playing defense again? Lifted high out to center ice, all the way back towards the Badger end, where Kulemans now playing defense. We'll have to hustle back to it. Does just that to draw the icing call. And then a little extracurriculars after the whistle as Luke Mobley was trying to hustle in after it on the forecheck.
And he had a little contact with Kulemans at the end of the play when the whistle went off. He had a little contact at the end of the play. And there will be some words talked, like, how's chemistry going for you? And
well, and it didn't end as Kulemans was slowly gliding over to his bench. He just, let's say, allowed his shoulder to go solidly into Ryan Taylor, who was going for a change for Clarkson as well. So that's what they call finishing your check, I guess. Face-off in the offensive zone for the Badgers. They get control of it. St. Paul with a wraparound attempt as he comes to the near side, but the puck rolls off his stick. Lodge comes in. He'll keep it in. Play it down low to Lucius behind the net. He tries a Michigan move, dangling it off the stick. A little Mike Legg, for those of you that remember that one. It's become so popular with many of the younger players, but that one rolls off his stick. Lucius holds it at the blue line. Now on his backhand to his forehand to the near board, looking for some help. He's bumped down to the ice from behind by Alex Campbell, and Campbell will skate away with the puck. Strides it towards the blue line. Lodge was there, tied up his man, but Campbell just follows up and picks up the puck. Now Campbell into the offensive zone, spinning away from pressure. Throws a pass back to the blue line. A wrist shot that sails high and wide of the net off the stick of Dustin McFall. He had plenty of time and space to step into that one, but sent it well wide of Jared Moe. As the Golden Knights now putting on the pressure, they lead it 1-0 here in the second period. 15 minutes to go in period number two. Campbell down low is dumped to the ice by Dexheimer, and that's going to draw a penalty call as Hyder heads to the bench for the extra attacker. The Golden Knights on the delayed call, still maintaining control of the puck. Romano throws it around the boards. It comes back to the point for McFall. He'll keep it in the zone. It comes back to McFall. McFall down low as they set it up here in the delayed call. A centering pass bouncing around, never reaches Ryan Taylor. Hops into the air. Finally, the Badgers touch it, and the Golden Knights will go on the power play, leading it 1-0 here in period number two.
Yeah, and that's about the first time that Clarkson has had any sustained pressure, and when they pulled the goaltender and made it 6-on-5, that was the only sustained pressure they had. It was caught. The Badgers were caught at the end of a long shift in the first place, and secondly, they were having a tough time getting the puck away from Clarkson in their own defensive zone.
So a Clarkson power play that was 1-for-1 last night in the win over UMass in the semifinal will get another opportunity here now, 0-for-1 in the first period. Badger penalty kill unit, which has been very good as of late, getting better and better as the season has gone along. One little blip in Minnesota, but for the most part, perfect against Michigan in one of the two weekend, 8-for-8, and solid again last night. Put to the test here. Puck bouncing around the offensive zone. Malmquist swats at it. Can't backhand it away from the slot and out of the zone. And the Golden Knights will keep it in as they try to set up this power play. Played back to the line by Taylor. Kept in on the stick by Jordan Power. And a shot that just goes wide of the net. Goslin will play it back to the line as the Golden Knights work it around on the power play. Noah Beck plays it to the near side. They work it through the middle, and it's bouncing around. Martino with the centering pass. A Golden Knight is down in the slot. A delayed penalty call coming here on the Badgers. Netminder heads to the bench. Hyder off for the extra attacker as they continue to work it around on the power play, and now with an extra skater out there as well. Sent to the boards is Martino. He's bumped by Kerr, and the Badgers finally touch up. And the whistle sounds, bringing the penalty call and boos here from the Badger faithful at Fiserv Forum. And the Badgers will now be down two skaters.
Luke LeMaster going to make his way to the penalty box. I did not see the infraction because the puck had gone away. I'm assuming that it was something away from the play where Luke LeMaster went after somebody in front of the net. Oh, well, yeah, they're calling it.
Here's bad news. I'm going to tell you, this is probably going to be contact to the head and could be more than just 2 minutes. Having gotten to see a replay of it, when the centering pass came out to the slot, LeMaster came to deliver a check. The player crouched over to get a shot off, and LeMaster's shoulder met the head and helmet of, I believe it was number 28, Ryan Taylor. But either way, the Badgers are going to be down two skaters because there was still a minute on the initial interference penalty call, and it could be more than that if they decide this is contact to the head.
Exactly the case. Well-defined, young man. Well-defined. So they'll sit here and review the video, and if it is contact to the head, it'll be a five-minute major and a game misconduct.
Ryan Taylor, number 28, indeed was being attended and talked to on the bench by the trainer, the athletic staff over there for Clarkson. And he's the one, now as we get another look at the replay, was the one laying down the slot. Here's a replay right here, Ian, that we're getting to our left. And you're going to see the contact right there. Knocks the helmet sideways and around Taylor's head.
I don't think that LeMaster initiated the check. I think he skated into it. That would be my situation. But we'll see.
After review, we do have a 5-minute.
Well, they do call 5 minutes for checking to the head, contact to the head. So that is going to put the Badgers down two men for at least the next minute, and then another 4 minutes remaining on that 5-minute major call. So the Badgers here down 1-0 to Clarkson, facing some serious adversity against this Clarkson power play.
That is not a Luke LeMaster type play, so
it's a power play for Clarkson that was clicking at just over 22%. And now they lock and load, and it didn't take long. A one-timer and a blast from the point by Jordan Power makes it 2-0 Clarkson. 23 or 29, that might have been Romano instead, Anthony Romano. Either way, a one-timer right off the draw, came back to the point quickly from the far side, inside the blue line. He tees one up and beats Jared Moe with a bullet on the power play.
Well, that'll eliminate the 2-minute minor, which had approximately 50 seconds left in it, or 48 seconds left in it. Now the balance of 4:48 on the checking to the head will be served, and the Badgers will be in a situation where they have to, for whatever reason.
Ooh, Luke, what are you doing?
Well, it was indeed Anthony Romano, the sixth-round draft choice of the Arizona Coyotes this past year, getting his fourth goal of the season. A no-doubter, and now Romano has the puck on his stick at center ice. Brings it in over the line. He'll go with a cross-ice pass as Clarkson sets up the power play. Kerr pins his man up against the wall. Stang joins to help out, and Stang able to steer the puck down the ice and then head off on a change. 4:15 remaining in the checking to the head penalty to LeMaster. And this is one of those where Clarkson can score as many times as they are able to here on a major power play. Romano through center ice. They bring it into the offensive zone. It'll go into the glove of Moe, who will hang on here and get a stoppage. Face off in the Badger zone.
Good or bad when you have that stoppage? As we mentioned, the power play had come out, and so they had their first unit had been out there for approximately 55 seconds, 65 seconds. Now, by taking that shot and causing a face-off, they get to change their power play unit, as do the Badgers have to change their penalty killers.
So Clarkson wins the draw and controls off the faceoff in the zone. Beck had it down low, swings it back up point to Goslin. He'll work it over to the far side. Back to Goslin, receives the pass and sends it to the near side. Beck with a one-timer, hits off bodies and a skate out front, deflects, and the Badgers' Lindmark will skate it out to center ice. But Beck takes it away from him, and Clarkson will get control of it. Goslin back in his own zone, puts on the brakes, throws a pass to the near side to Ryan Taylor. Taylor in over the line. The big forward, right-handed shot, throws it around the boards to the far side. It goes back again behind the net. Held by Martino. Martino plays it behind the net. Goslin pinching in on the far side. Did so, but only momentarily. Badgers Malmquist at least able to get it over the blue line to give a little bit of relief. Lindmark giving a signal that he wants to make a change. He does so after putting on some pressure just for a moment. So the Badgers at least get one body off the ice. Romano will backhand into the corner. Goslin is there. He's checked up against the wall by Vorlicki. It'll go back to the point held by Jordan Power. Throws it towards the net. Save is made. Good check out by Vorlicki out front. Dumps his man down, but the puck comes back to the point. Still controlled by Romano. Romano gets it back to Martino. Martino works it through the slot to the far side as they set up this power play. Romano throws it towards the net. It goes back off the back wall. 2:40 remaining in the major penalty to LeMaster. A centering pass is picked off by Malmquist. He'll send it all the way down the ice to Hyder at the other end, and the Badgers can get a couple of penalty killers off the ice. In fact, the other three that weren't able to do so earlier can now change. Just inside his own zone, Romano will have to regroup, play it back deeper into his own zone to Trey Taylor. Here comes Taylor through center ice. As they dump it in, Mo stops it behind the net. He'll wrist it along the glass, and I think it went up off the netting. And so there'll be a stoppage here with 2:14 to go in the power play for Clarkson. 10:52 in the second. Badgers trailing 2-0.
I know the referee is in a better position than we are, but I thought that when Jared Mo flipped that puck up, it went off the Clarkson forward and up into the net. You know, we're 200 feet away.
No,
so.
No, I would trust your vision over anyone in this building, that's for sure, especially a referee standing close by.
If you have stripes.
You're wearing a visor. I would never doubt your vision at all on this one. Clarkson wins the draw. A one-timer from the point is partially fanned on. It allows Kuhlemans to get to it, play it solidly off the glass and all the way down the ice, where Ethan Hyder will have to stop it at the other end. Shots on goal right now, 14-13 in favor of Wisconsin, but where it matters most, the Golden Knights on top, 2-0. Here's Romano through center ice, in over the Badger line, tries to cut to the middle, loses control of the puck. Kuhlemans takes it back behind the net, and then he'll wrist it right up the middle, all the way down to Hyder at the other end, who has to stop it. Lindmark right on top of him, so Hyder plays it off the near boards. Coming out of his own zone is Callen for the Golden Knights. They bring it over that. Oh, that seemed like offside. I'm going to agree with your vision on that one, as Noah Beck lifted up his skate and was in ahead of that rush for sure. Beck has control of it now. He'll snap a pass up the middle towards Goslin. Goslin will play it off the near boards as he was pressured. That allows Kuhlemans to lift a high backhander all the way down the ice. Newton is the lone forechecker down there, forces Hyder to play the puck to Beck along the near side. Newton following up on the forecheck. Mersch out there aggressive as well on this penalty kill. Penalty now has 1:05 and counting remain. It's a LeMaster's 5-minute major for checking to the head. Goslin in the offensive zone. Chops at it behind the goal line. Badgers get to it. They steer it ahead to Mersch. He'll just touch it softly to Vorlicki on the rush. In over the line. Vorlicki takes it on his forehand side, steers it right on net to Hyder, who makes the easy save. He'll leave it for his teammates, and they'll break it right out of the zone. Svechstrup at center ice, plays it cross ice for Goslin, touches it into the zone, and then heads for a change. Svechstrup slips up on the forecheck. He's looking around, asking for a penalty call. None was coming.
I think when you trip on your own and there's nobody, no Badger within 5 feet of you, the theatricals are not overlooked.
So Clarkson now regroups in its own zone. Trey Taylor behind the net. Time for one more rush with 15 seconds remaining in the power play. Get it out to center ice. They find its way to Callen. Anthony Callen, the Middleton native, plays it in the offensive zone. Around the boards it goes. Kuhlman takes a big swat at it. He gets it out to center ice. Whistle blows, stopping the clock with 8:45 to go in the period and 7 seconds in the penalty.
It went off of a player from Clarkson who was hanging over the board, so the faceoff will come outside the blue line. Much to the Badgers' advantage, with only 7 seconds left. Win this draw, shoot it down once, and we're back to 5-on-5. And the only dent in this five-minute major was the 5-on-3 power play.
Yeah. I was going to say, it wasn't a perfect kill, but about as well as you could expect, maybe.
Correct.
When you're starting out down 5-on-3 for at least a minute there, and then facing 4 minutes of extended power play time. Shot right on. Save is made by Mo. Lemaster back out of the box. The Badgers now back at full strength. Now need to get things going in the offensive in here, finding themselves now down 2-0. Backhanded out to center ice as the Golden Knights break it through into the offensive zone. They dump it around Mo. There is Chris Clack, who got things started for the Golden Knights in period number one with the goal on the forecheck. But the Badgers win and control of the puck in their own zone. Lotch with it. He'll send a long pass out to center ice to DeSaint Fall. He'll come back to the center ice line, but his pass hits a skate, deflects around, and controlled by the Golden Knights as they play it into the Badgers zone. Stopped by Mo, gives it off to Dexheimer. Long lead pass for Caulfield. He couldn't control it. Tipped it just over the line, but back comes Romano for the Golden Knights. He loses it then at the offensive blue line. Bantle has it roll off his stick, but it finds Caulfield. He's got help to the middle, but as he spins around, he slips down to the ice, and that sends Anthony Romano the other way with the puck. Romano sends it cross ice to Taylor. Ryan Taylor looking towards the middle. His pass hits a skate, goes high into the air, and comes to the near side. Romano will play it around the boards, but Sam Stang awaits it, gets the puck on his backhand, spins away from a check. He'll take it down deeper into his zone, give it off to Jugnauth. Long lead pass through the neutral zone. Bantle was tied up, so no icing call there as Lewandowski was right on top of him. Stang has it bounce off his body. Romano now with a chance to clear. He'll lift it towards Vorlicki in a nifty little move, cutting towards the middle off the skate of Ryan Taylor as he tried to get around Vorlicki, but the batter is able to deny him. Alex Campbell with control of it for the Golden Knights. They're up 2-0 here with 6:55 to go in the second. A center pass comes right through the slot. Still the puck bouncing around. Jared Moe quickly gets out the pad and makes a save. Confusion, bodies there, and finally a quick shot that came right on Jared Moe, and he made a big save for the Badgers. Clarkson back on the attack. In over the line, a wrist shot that sails high and wide off the stick of Martino. Martino has it again. Puck rolls just over his stick. Gorniak can't control it, however. Vorlicki gets it, looking for some help. Takes it down deep below the goal line behind his own net. He'll cycle it back the other way as Gorniak tries to spin away from a check. Jack still has control of the puck. Strong move to cut to the middle and maintain control of the puck. Gorniak gets it out to center ice. He's got the feet moving with a head of steam. In over the offensive blue line. Gorniak below the goal line looking for some help. Stang is there. Can't get the puck to him. It's lifted towards the blue line. Kuhlman knocks it down out of the air. Throws it towards the net. Ooh. Gorniak was there for the rebound but just couldn't control it enough to steer the shot on net. He had an opening but just couldn't get to it in time. Erdahl pokes it, keeps it in the offensive zone. Pressure for the Badgers now, trying to get on the scoreboard here, trailing it 2-0. Erdahl has it in his skates, gets it to his stick, trying to get away from a check, does so, sends it back towards Cruz Lucius along the far boards. Lucius stick handling in a circle. Looks like he's a man in a phone booth stick handling around, getting away from trouble. Badgers keep it in, play back wall. Erdahl trying to get to it. Lucius is right there as well. Erdahl had the puck momentarily, then loses it in a body, being chopped at it a couple of times, some cross checks in the back, and I think that's going to draw penalty call as both officials threw their arms up into the air at the same time, and the Badgers will get a much needed quartz power play as they try to get on the board here, trailing it by the score of 2-0. Before they do, they'll take a timeout. We will as well. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And you can play big, win big at Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Badgers getting a power play here, trailing it 2-0 late in period number two. They're down 2-0 to the Clarkson Golden Knights in the championship game here, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. A quartz power play for the Badgers, an offensive zone faceoff to the left of netminder Ethan Hyder.
Defenseman Tommy Paslin and given a two-minute minor for cross-checking during that scrum. There was a...
As Clarkson sends it out of the zone, knocked out of the air by Corson Kuhlemans, and he'll be called for a high sticking play there.
And he's
going to
get a 10-minute misconduct.
He's going to get a penalty. A little shot delivered to him. We'll see if they take them both.
Nope. He's going to get a 10-minute misconduct because he said something to the referee. That little altercation after was nothing.
Actually, before that, he raised his hand as soon as Kuhlemans chopped with his stick into the Clarkson player's leg after he had received a little shot. So that's why I was wondering if they were going to take them both. But right now, Kuhlemans is the only one in the box.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Two-minute slashing is actually the call. It was the slash that Kuhlemans delivered. That's right when the official raised his hand, right after Kuhlemans retaliated with the chop here. You can get a look at it right here, Ian. As he bumped a little bit with Richardson and just gave a little love tap, as back in the day, to Anthony Romano right in the pads. So the Badgers now, a power play goes only a few seconds and it's all over. And so they're back at 4-on-4 now. Dexheimer in over the line. He'll dump it in deep. Stang is the first one there in the forecheck below the goal line. Can't control the puck. Jabs at it, but the Clarkson Golden Knights able to get control of it as McFall plays it to his teammate Trey Taylor, who takes it back behind the net. He'll put on the brakes and stop and set up as they try to break it out of their zone, leading it by a pair over the Badgers. Team skating at 4-on-4. Pass at center ice was into the skates of Campbell. Lotch now controls it for Wisconsin. Off to Dexheimer, and here come the Badgers through the head of steam. Jack Gorniak brings it in over the line, fakes the shot, cuts to his forehand side from a sharp angle, throws it right on net. Hyder was sliding back into his cage and almost went in with him, but he was able to keep the puck just over the red line.
Yeah, they gave a lot of room to Jack Gorniak, which is something when they review the film, they'll know that he's the guy you don't give room to.
Gosselin has it taken away in the offensive zone for the Golden Knights. Lotch plays it back behind his own cage. Now the Badgers set up. 50 seconds to go in the slashing call. 43 seconds and counting in the cross-checking call. Badgers bring it out of their own zone. Cruz Lucius through center ice. Lucius dancing to the middle, weaving with the puck. Throws it towards Caulfield. Caulfield played it back towards Jugnauth. It's tipped. Not sure if that was intended for Jugnauth or Anthony Kerr at the line. Either way, Gosselin has it now for the Golden Knights in the offensive zone. Trying to get away from one check, does so, but Jugnauth jabs at it and knocks it loose. It'll come to the near side where Jugnauth ties his man up against the boards. A couple of Badgers there as well, but nobody can pry the puck loose. Kerr and Caulfield both leaning into their men. Callen joins for Clarkson. Badgers emerge with the puck, a chance for a 2-on-1. Caulfield sends a cross-ice pass to Lucius. Caulfield going hard to the net. Lucius sends it towards Caulfield. It's denied. Puck bouncing around. It's still loose in the slot, and they send it in. Cruz Lucius scores. He stays with it, and the Badgers are on the board. It's 2-1.
Well, it's amazing how tempers are starting to fly. Noah Beck went after Jugnauth right after the play, but way to stick with it, Cruz Lucius. Bang, bang, and it's in the net. And then number 44, at that point in time, came in and just leveled Cruz Lucius. Why there was not a penalty called on that, I don't know, but Jugnauth was the one who went after him.
Well, the officials, in fact, are discussing probably that fact right now. Anthony Callan was number four, is number 44, the Middleton native, who you mentioned, who did indeed just crush Cruz Lucius. Lucius was there poking at it. The puck was already over the goal line by the time that Callan decided to just run over Cruz Lucius. Lucius sticking that one right between the pads in the five hole of Ethan Hyder to get the Badgers on the board.
The penalty box doors are closed.
Tony Granato getting an explanation from the officials right now. I'm sure that's what the call is. My guy just got trucked. Shouldn't there be a penalty call with that? But it does not appear. Most importantly is that the Badgers got a goal. They're on the board. They've cut their deficit in half at 2-1. But you're right. It does seem chippiness, tempers, flaring has picked up a bit. These are teams that are now seeing each other. This is the third time in the last two seasons for these non-conference foes to meet.
Well, 4-on-4 has been good for Bucky.
They, in fact, did give a penalty. Callan is in the penalty box, so the Badgers are now on the power play. They just were announcing it, and the clock just put it up as the puck was dropped. So Callan is in the box. The Middleton native getting 2 minutes for cross-checking. He knocked down Cruz Lucius, and here come the Badgers on an all-important Hortz power play as they look to try to get the equalizer. Bantle will dump it in. It takes a weird bounce off the one of the stanchions there and stops right behind the net. So now Kuhlemans has it at the blue line. He'll swing it over to Lucius on the far side. Lucius back to Kuhlemans right at the middle. Fakes the shot, gives it to D. St. Fall, top of the near circle. Back to Kuhlemans. No opening, so he gives it to Lucius. Lucius on his forehand, doesn't like what he sees, peels away from a check, takes it down low on his forehand, tries to slide it. It goes right through the blue paint. Comes to D. St. Fall. Back to Kuhlemans up top inside the line. Badgers power play. Trying to get on the board here. Trying to make it a 2-2 game if they can. D. St. Fall has the puck. Gives it to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans back to Lucius. Back to Kuhlemans. He's loaded. He blasts a one-timer, but that goes right into the body of the penalty killer, Ryan Richardson, in front of him. And an important shot block for the Golden Knights. Kuhlman steers it ahead towards Bantle. Bantle gets it in over the line, and the Badgers will go to work. 45 seconds remaining in the power play. Trailing it 2-1, but the Golden Knights will win a puck battle along the near boards and send it all the way to Jared Moe at the other end. He'll stop and leave it as the Badgers get a change. They get their second power play unit out there. Dexheimer at center ice. Backhand pass to Jugnauth. He comes through the neutral zone with a head of steam. Gives it off to Erdahl. Erdahl trying to shield his man from the puck. Erdahl will flip a pass back to the blue line to Dexheimer. Return to Erdahl. Erdahl with a sharp angle shot. A wrist shot right on. Save is made. Puck bouncing around like a pinball. It's still loose in the slot. Nobody control it. Jugnauth has it. Finds his man. Erdahl tees one up. That's blocked. Gives it off to Dexheimer inside the line. To Jugnauth. He'll slide it through the slot. It was deflected. It might have hit a stick if it was going to dink. Get past Bartholdt anyway. There's a broken stick right in the slot. Dexheimer with a one-timer from just inside the line right into Hyder, who makes the save and leaves no rebound. Good pressure there from the Badgers. Just couldn't find a way through all that traffic.
Back to 5-on-5, we might add, as number 44, as we talked about, Callan came out of the penalty box after Lucius Cruz had scored that goal. He got cross-checked in the back by Callan, and a two-minute minor was there. Good pressure and good enthusiasm on this power play.
So the Badgers getting the goal from Cruz Lucius that has it now at a 2-1 game with 1:24 to go in the second period. Shots on goal, 20 for the Badgers, 16 for the Golden Knights. They win the draw. Noah Beck will play it out to center ice. Hops over Campbell Sick. The Badgers swatting at it back to the blue line. It's sent back into Beck deep in his own zone. Long lead pass right up the middle to Campbell, but he has it taken away by Lodge. Care will follow up along the far boards. Bumps Campbell right into the wall. They ring it around the boards. It comes to the blue line. It is held at the line by Kalen Taylor. Final minute of the period. Shot from the slot is deflected and goes well wide of the net. Beck peeling away from pressure along the far boards. Looking for an opening. Sends it towards the slot. It deflects, and the official had to duck as it went right over his head.
Too bad.
Lodge with the puck for the Badgers below the goal line. Plays it behind the net to Dominic Mersch. I know you kid because you care for all officials and zebras everywhere. As the Badgers clear the zone, they send it all the way down the ice as Taylor touches it up. Bicing call on the Badgers. 33.7 remaining in period number two.
Right idea by Dominic Mersch. Take a little off of it so that the defenseman could have gotten up to it. But with 33 seconds left, another important defensive zone faceoff. And you have to admit that Clarkson had good offensive pressure about the last minute, minute and a half.
Matthew Goslin to take the draw for Clarkson. He had a hat trick in the semifinal victory over UMass. The draw comes to the near side. The Badgers able to lift it out to center ice as Lotch sends it high into the air and back into the Clarkson zone. They work it around back deep into Trey Taylor, who will take it behind his own net. Dominic Mersch, like a shark circling out front, swooping in. They lead pass to Goslin at center ice. He plays it ahead off of his teammate right into the body of Svenstrup. And so the Badgers take over. Lotch through center ice, finally wristed in as there was nothing but green sweaters right at the blue line clogging things up. Bantle along the far side, shielding his man from the puck as the horn sounds, and then Bantle just discards Trey Taylor with his left arm by just throwing him down to the ice right in front of the door where the Badgers will exit heading to the locker room. Exciting 40 minutes of action. The Badgers find themselves trailing Clarkson 2-1 here in this championship game of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Our second intermission report coming your way next here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badger fans, this season visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. The Badgers are trying to come back here against Clarkson. They trailed it by two, find themselves down 2-1 with 20 minutes of regulation play here in this championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Our second intermission report comes your way next here from Fiserv Forum. When we return, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big?
Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We